Hello and welcome to another episode of TMT Insurance Talks. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we're diving into a subject that's relevant for just about everyone: selecting a health insurance plan. Step 1. Decide on your source for health insurance plan. Choosing the right health insurance plan is a critical decision that can significantly impact your financial health and well-being. While there are multiple factors to consider when selecting a plan, the first and perhaps most crucial step is to choose your health insurance marketplace. This step is pivotal because it determines the range of options available to you and can influence the cost and coverage of your plan. Employer-sponsored health insurance. For many individuals, the health insurance marketplace is directly linked to their employer. Employer-sponsored health insurance plans are typically more affordable because employers often contribute to the premium costs. If your workplace offers a health insurance plan, evaluate the options provided. Carefully read through the summary of benefits, and don't hesitate to ask your HR department for more details. Remember, employer-sponsored plans often offer comprehensive coverage at a relatively lower cost, making them a viable choice for many people. Key takeaway: if your employer offers a health insurance plan, give it serious consideration as it's likely to be more cost-effective. Government insurance exchanges. In case your employer doesn't provide health insurance, or you are self-employed, the federal or state insurance exchanges are your next stop. Websites like healthcare.gov serve as valuable resources where you can compare different plans based on your needs. If you reside in a state that has its own exchange, the federal website will direct you there. Key takeaway: the government insurance marketplace provides a variety of options but may be more expensive than employer-sponsored plans. Private exchanges and direct purchase. You also have the option to bypass these traditional routes and purchase insurance directly from a private insurer or through a private exchange. However, be cautious when taking this route, as you won't be eligible for any premium tax credits or subsidies that are often available through government marketplaces. Key takeaway: private purchases offer more control but often come at a higher cost and without the benefit of subsidies. Decision factors. When choosing your marketplace, consider factors like cost, coverage, and network of healthcare providers. It's crucial to weigh these elements against each other to find a health insurance plan that offers the best value for you and your family. In summary, the first step in picking the right health insurance plan is to decide where you will be shopping for this crucial coverage. Whether it's through an employer, a state or federal marketplace, or directly from an insurer, understanding your options will guide you toward making an informed decision. This choice serves as the foundation for the other steps involved in selecting the most suitable health insurance plan for you. Step 2. Evaluate different types of health insurance offerings. After determining your marketplace in the first step, the next vital stage in selecting the perfect health insurance plan is to compare types of health insurance plans. This step holds significant weight because the type of plan you choose will directly influence your out-of-pocket costs, the range of doctors you can visit, and the overall quality of care you'll receive. HMO, Health Maintenance Organization. HMO plans are often favored for their lower out-of-pocket costs. However, they require you to stay within a specified network for your healthcare needs, except in emergency situations. You'll also need referrals from a primary care physician to see specialists. Key takeaway: choose an HMO if you prefer lower costs and don't mind having a primary doctor coordinate your healthcare services. PPO, Preferred Provider Organization. PPO plans offer more flexibility when it comes to selecting healthcare providers. You're not restricted to a network and don't need referrals to see specialists. However, staying within the network will cost you less. Key takeaway: a PPO is ideal if you want more provider options and are willing to pay a bit more for that flexibility. EPO, Exclusive Provider Organization. Similar to HMOs, EPO plans require you to stick to a network of doctors, except in emergencies. They generally offer lower out-of-pocket costs but give you less freedom to choose providers. Key takeaway: choose an EPO if you're looking for lower costs and don't require frequent visits to out-of-network providers. POS, Point of Service Plan. POS plans combine features of HMO and PPO plans. They require a primary care physician for referrals but offer more provider options, especially if you're willing to pay higher out-of-pocket costs for out-of-network services. Key takeaway: a POS plan offers a balanced approach, with a mix of the cost-effectiveness of HMOs and the flexibility of PPOs. HDHP with health savings account. High-deductible health plans, HDHPs, offer the unique advantage of pairing with a health savings account, HSA. They generally have lower premiums but higher out-of-pocket costs. Key takeaway: an HDHP with an HSA is worth considering if you're in good health and want to save for future medical expenses tax-free. Summary of benefits and family needs. Always review the summary of benefits of each plan type. Consider your family's medical history and the kind of healthcare services you anticipate needing. For instance, frequent visits to specialists or regular prescription medications could sway your choice of plan. Making the final choice. Your health insurance plan should align with your healthcare needs and financial capabilities. Whether it's an HMO, PPO, EPO, POS, or an HDHP, each has its own set of pros and cons that should be meticulously evaluated. Step 3. Compare health plan networks. You've chosen your marketplace and have an understanding of the types of health insurance plans available to you. The next pivotal step in securing the right health insurance plan is to compare health plan networks. The network of a plan refers to the healthcare providers, specialists, and hospitals that have contracts with the insurance company. Your choice of network can impact both the quality of care you receive and your financial responsibilities. Why does the network matter? The importance of a network in a health insurance plan cannot be overstated. In-network providers have negotiated rates with the insurance company, which means lower costs for you. Going out of network usually results in higher out-of-pocket expenses. Therefore, understanding the network can significantly affect your healthcare budget. Key takeaway: in-network providers offer care at a reduced cost due to pre-negotiated rates with the insurance company. Do you have preferred doctors? If you already have doctors or specialists you trust, you'll want to make sure they are in the network of any health insurance plan you are considering. This is especially important for individuals managing chronic conditions or undergoing long-term treatments. You can usually find this information in the provider directory available on the insurer's website or by calling your preferred doctors directly. Key takeaway: if you have trusted healthcare providers, ensure they are part of the network of your chosen plan. Is a large network important? The size of a network can be particularly crucial depending on your location and specific healthcare needs. A large network offers more choices, which is particularly beneficial if you live in a rural area with limited healthcare providers. A large network can also be advantageous if you anticipate needing specialized treatment, as you're more likely to find a specialist who is in-network. Key takeaway: a larger network provides more options for healthcare providers and is particularly beneficial in rural areas or for specialized treatments. Eliminate unsuitable options. As you review your choices, immediately eliminate any health insurance plans that don't have local in-network doctors or have a limited range of providers. This ensures that you are only choosing from plans that offer you the most convenience and the least financial burden when seeking medical care. Key takeaway: eliminate options that don't meet your criteria for network size or preferred providers to streamline your decision-making process. Step 4. Compare out-of-pocket costs. Once you've determined your marketplace, examined the types of plans, and compared health plan networks, the next crucial factor in selecting the right health insurance plan is to compare out-of-pocket costs. This step is vital because it directly impacts your budget and your ability to afford healthcare when you need it. Know your health insurance terms. Before diving into the details, it's essential to understand key terms like copay, coinsurance, deductible, and out-of-pocket maximum. These terms define your financial responsibility when you access healthcare services. Copay: a flat fee you pay for each healthcare service. Coinsurance: a percentage of the healthcare service cost that you pay. Deductible: the amount you must pay before your insurance starts covering costs. Out-of-pocket maximum: the most you'll pay in a year for covered services. Key takeaway: Understanding these terms will help you accurately compare out-of-pocket costs across different plans. Higher premiums, more coverage. Generally, a health insurance plan with higher monthly premiums will offer lower out-of-pocket costs like co-pays and co-insurance. This might be beneficial if you frequently visit doctors, need emergency care, take expensive medications, or have a chronic condition. Key takeaway: if you expect to use healthcare services frequently, a plan with higher premiums and lower out-of-pocket costs may be more economical in the long run. Lower premiums, higher out-of-pocket costs. Conversely, plans with lower monthly premiums often come with higher out-of-pocket costs. If you are in good health and rarely visit doctors, this might be a more cost-effective option for you. Key takeaway: for those in good health who don't expect significant medical expenses, a plan with lower premiums and higher out-of-pocket costs might be suitable. Evaluate the summary of benefits. Every health insurance plan comes with a summary of benefits, which details the out-of-pocket costs you can expect for various services. Take the time to read this carefully, comparing these costs across different plans. Key takeaway: the summary of benefits is an invaluable tool for comparing out-of-pocket costs between different plans. Consider your personal and family medical needs. Your own and your family's medical history and anticipated healthcare needs are fundamental factors in choosing a plan. For example, if you have a planned surgery, or if someone in your family has a chronic condition, you'll want a plan with lower out-of-pocket costs for those specific services. Key takeaway: tailor your choice of plan to your and your family's specific healthcare needs to minimize out-of-pocket expenses. Step 5. Compare benefits. You've navigated through the first four critical steps: choosing your marketplace, identifying plan types, evaluating networks, and comparing out-of-pocket costs. The final piece in selecting the best health insurance plan is to compare the benefits each plan offers. This last step is crucial as it fine-tunes your choice and ensures you get the most value out of your plan. Check the scope of services. Every health insurance plan will offer a core set of benefits, but some may offer additional services that are particularly relevant to you or your family. These can range from mental health services and fertility treatments to preventative health measures and emergency care. Key takeaway: always check the scope of services. Don't miss out on a plan that could offer additional benefits important to you. Look beyond traditional medical coverage. Modern health insurance plans often extend benefits beyond traditional medical coverage. This can include wellness programs, telehealth services, and discounts on gym memberships. These additional benefits can add considerable value to your plan. Key takeaway: consider non-traditional benefits that can enhance your overall well-being and offer more comprehensive health care. Assess prescription drug coverage. If you or a family member require regular medication, the cost of prescription drugs can be a significant factor in your overall healthcare expenditure. Different plans have varying levels of coverage for prescription drugs, so be sure to compare these when making your choice. Key takeaway: pay attention to prescription drug coverage if regular medication is a part of your healthcare needs. Pediatric services. For families with children, pediatric services like immunizations, dental, and vision care are essential. Look for plans that offer robust coverage in these areas to ensure the youngest members of your family are well taken care of. Key takeaway: robust pediatric services are a must if you have children. Make sure your chosen plan offers adequate coverage. Consider specialized treatments. If you anticipate needing specialized treatments like physical therapy, chiropractic care, or specialized surgeries, scrutinize the benefits offered in these areas. Coverage for such treatments can vary widely between plans. Key takeaway: if specialized treatments are likely in your healthcare future, ensure your health insurance plan covers them adequately. Factor in maternity and newborn care. For those planning to expand their family, maternity and newborn care are essential benefits to consider. Check if the plan offers comprehensive prenatal, delivery, and postnatal services. Key takeaway: comprehensive maternity and newborn care are essential if you plan to have a baby. Ensure your plan covers these. Summary: By following these 5 comprehensive steps, you can make an informed decision that aligns with your unique healthcare and financial needs. If you're in search of a reliable and customized health insurance plan, consider exploring the offerings of TMT Insurance. With a reputation for integrity and customer-centric services, TMT Insurance provides a range of health insurance plans designed to give you peace of mind without breaking the bank. Take control of your healthcare today with TMT Insurance. Well, there you have it, folks, your comprehensive checklist for picking a health insurance plan. We hope this episode has shed light on what can often be a confusing and daunting process. Remember, the key to making the right choice is being informed and asking the right questions. Thank you for tuning in. This is Sarah, signing off from TMT Insurance Talks. Take care, and see you in the next episode.